The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 33. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself. So glad you guys decided to spend your time with, well, us, talking about our favorite topic, liberty and how awful the government is, right? And before we talk about that, I want to remind you guys that we are on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, still working to get us on Spotify. Not sure what the hangup is, but we're going to get there. But we are on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, one of the big ones right now. Just got to get on that other big one real quick. So if you look for Coffee Break Liberty, guess what's going to pop up? My voice. It's going to be awesome. So go check us out, subscribe to the show, and share it with a friend. Before we jump into this week's topics, I want to remind you all about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for the store, and I want you to click on it. And when you do, you are going to see the best mugs you've ever seen. You're not going to see any better mugs in the world because these mugs have the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them. But you're going to see more than mugs with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on it. You're going to see t-shirts, bumper stickers, laptop cases, phone cases, and other libertarian-esque and anarchist logos and symbology on other items. Mostly mugs, though. Let's not kid ourselves. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to hang out on the main page for about 10 to 15 seconds and you'll get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for the newsletter because I ain't going to flood your inbox with newsletters because I still haven't done a newsletter. But what you will get right then and there will be a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that store tab and get yourself a mug. The first topic of this week's podcast is what's been all over the news and what we've been talking about for weeks here, months really, at the Coffee Break Liberty podcast, is the vaccine mandate sent down by El Presidente Biden and his administration via OSHA. We all know what it was, right? It was to mandate companies that had more than 100 employees. And they were going to be mandated to either get the vaccine or go through weekly testing. So the Supreme Court this week gave an opinion, majority opinion, that stopped that part of the mandate. But they did compartmentalize it and say that healthcare workers that work at facilities that take Medicaid and Medicare, so essentially federal funding, would be required to comply with that mandate. There's definitely issues with that, right? So that leaves a lot of holes open. So I'll get into those, but we want to take a win, right? We got part of a win, but when you step back and look at it, you're like, hold on, healthcare workers, people that, you know, we're talking like nurses, doctors, things like that, people that know more about health than you or I will, right? I'm not a healthcare worker. Maybe some of you guys listening are, but I'm not. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a physician's assistant. I'm not. But these people know more about health, and the government, the federal government, says, nah, they don't know enough about their own health, so we're going to mandate that they have to take the vaccine, right? And the way they shoehorned it in, right, their logic, the way they spun it up was because the facilities they work at have, or rather receive, federal funding via Medicare or Medicaid. That leaves a lot of holes open. That just leaves so much room for not interpretation, but the slippery slope, right? Well, okay, if you get federal funding to your facility directly, okay, apparently we can now mandate what you do. That's essentially what that's saying. That's the logic that they used behind it. Well, so now what happens when, the railroads, you know, that land was given to them 150 years ago by the federal government through land grants. Well, I guess you're going to have to mandate them too. Oh, oh, the UAW was bailed out, you know, and GM and Chrysler was bailed out a couple years ago by federal money. Well, I guess you're going to have to, you can mandate them too. It just leaves the door open and it can get really dumb, really dumb. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they go this far to say, well, you're driving on roads that are paid for by federal tax dollars. So, you know, you got to be, it might get that dumb. I don't think so. I really don't. But honestly, I wouldn't be shocked sometimes on how stupid this stuff can get. Oh, your business is off of a federal, you know, the road that it sits on is maintained and, you know, paid for by federal dollars. So therefore, hey, you know, federal dollars going essentially to your business. We can mandate what you do. And just got a comment in the live chat from my good friend Jesse, you know, and he pointed out it's the same way that they control foreign countries and warlords, right? They start out with that free money. I'm quoting Jesse here. They start with that free money and then start making demands. And that's the way it always is, right? That's the way it's always been. You can look at the drinking age. I believe it was Montana or Idaho. They held out for the longest before they went up to 21. And the government said, well, if you're not going to take it up to 21, then we're going to stop giving you federal dollars for the federal roads, you know, the state, the, you know, federally maintained roads for your highways and all that. We're going to stop giving you federal dollars. Man, did they up that drinking age to 21 real quick? It was Montana or Idaho. I don't recall which one. It was one of those states. Somebody's going to correct me and be like, no, it was South Dakota, you dummy. Well, it was up in that region. Forgive me. So that leaves a lot. I worry that is just, you know, it leaves the door open there. And then what else I'm worried about is the amount of latitude, if you will, that was allowed for, you know, when they stopped the mandate, they stopped the 100-person mandate. They didn't really say it wasn't because the government didn't have the authority or the power. It said it was just because it was too broad. So they didn't stop it for the reason we want them to stop it. They didn't stop it because, you know, like you and I, we all think, hey, the government does not have this authority, does not have this power. It is not given this power in the Constitution. That's not why it was stopped at the Supreme Court. It was stopped at the Supreme Court because they said essentially, well, it's too broad of a stroke. Like maybe if you said something along the lines of, if you work in a confined space, oh, well, there you go. Maybe you get another 10 million on your vaccine mandate. Oh, if you work 3 consecutive days a week, they could, you know, it was so broad is what they were saying. And that leaves a lot of room and a lot of space for, you know, the Biden administration, whoever wants to try and make this worse. Hopefully they'll stop. I really hope they'll stop. I don't know if they will. We'll see. I do think they will stop, and it may actually be a better thing for the Biden administration that they did stop. You know, he needs to maybe bury this for the midterms, because this could be, I mean, at least the way I see it, this could be political suicide for that party. It was a huge overreach. I know several people on the left who even saw it as an overreach. Now, is it so much of an overreach that they would change their vote? I don't know. Probably not. What is it? 60% of the population votes the same every year anyways. So yeah, though, just right now, I guess hoping that they don't try to push it further. We'll see. It's one of those time will tell kind of situations. We're not going to know until, I guess, we know. But it would not surprise me if they definitely take their foot off the gas on some of this stuff. Because they're not, I don't see them winning any votes. I don't know anybody who's like, you know what, I'm taking my vote to Biden's camp because of what he's done and the Democrats. I just don't see it. We'll see though, right? Who knows? And I hate to say it, you know, it's going to be kind of a short podcast this week, but next week I do hope to have a more local news story for Effingham County. We did have our local Libertarian monthly meeting just yesterday as of this recording. I'm recording it on a Friday. And we've come up, it looks like, with a plan to run a candidate for Effingham County Sheriff. So we're going to have to be getting ready for that here soon, which is pretty exciting because it's a pretty small party for the county. Granted, it's a pretty small county. But there's been some tomfoolery, some shady stuff going on, if you will, by the local police here in Guyton and the mayor in Guyton. Once again, he's going to make, it's hard to say the headlines because it's only 2,500 people. There's no newspaper for Guyton. But we're going to hopefully have more on this story next week. I just learned about it today. Hopefully, I may even have an interview set up. I really hope I can with somebody who knows more about it and they can tell us more about it. But before I sign off for the week, guys, I want to remind you of the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com in the upper portion of the page next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab. I want you to click on that affiliate tab. And when you do, you're going to read about the affiliate program that I'm a part of and the benefits you get with it. Essentially, the affiliate program, though, that I'm a part of is I'm affiliated with Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting company that, well, hosts this website, blog, and podcast. And if you sign up with Bluehost to host your website, which you should because everybody should have a website, not only are you going to get a discounted rate when you use that link in my affiliate tab, you're also going to get free publicity on the podcast, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook page, my personals, all everything. You're going to reach thousands of people instantly with publicity. So go check it out at coffeebreakliberty.com and click on that affiliate tab. And I just want to say before I sign off, you know, it's we did get kind of a win, right? We just need to keep vigilant, but this is what the white pill is. We're going to win this. We got it looks like we may have got a pretty good win. This is the white pill. But until the next time, take care.